This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Bad guy.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh. Well, I was gonna play this instead.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
And there you go. I was gonna start with that, but I did clear it with you beforehand.
So I can't run your lives under, yeah, okay. I'm sorry, but you know, fuck him. You know, 11 pinched asses versus 15,000 dead seniors. He's resigning for the wrong fucking reasons. I mean, you know, I was looking at highlights from the report from, you know, let's, if you want to talk about Cuomo, I'll give you my Cuomo comments real quick.
I'm glad
Letitia James is the attorney general in New York. When she ran for attorney general, she was telling people that she was going to investigate Trump. One reporter actually asked her why, and her answer was, paraphrasing, because I can if I'm attorney general. Not because he did anything wrong. She just basically Cuomo. And let me explain this to people who aren't from New York. Cuomo used to be the attorney general for New York.
Yep.
He did the same thing to Elliot Spitzer in the over the hooker thing.
Yep.
15, 18 years ago?
I think it was that long ago, but maybe it was.
He's been governor for 12, so yeah, it was
14,
15 years. So he just got it done to him. But it just kills me that liberals get upset over horny 60-some-year-old single Italian guy with pierced nipples trying to get some off of hot younger women. And they're not upset over 15,000 seniors who had to die a miserable death in a nursing home without being able to see their loved ones in person one more time. That to me is the fucking crime here. And you know, whatever the hell happens to him, I said it to one of my Facebook friends. It's like the OJ Simpson thing. And we've got something on OJ Simpson coming up later in the show. But, you know, I was glad OJ Simpson got convicted of the burglary and aggravated robbery or whatever the hell it was in Las Vegas. And did some jail time because he avoided jail time. Other than, you know, all he got, the only punishment he got for actually committing two murders was a $30 million judgment against him. And that was it. But we'll get to that shit later.
Well, kudos
fuck Cuomo.
And kudos to you because I didn't plan that at all. And you had all your shit to back it up with your, you know, your attorney general crap. So, hey, way to be on the ball.
I research.
I know you do. I know. And I was going to throw that in. I meant to tell you I was going to toss it in just to, you know, as our headliner after Nancy Pelosi, instead of Nancy Pelosi, me. But
well, let's start with Barbara Walters. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for August 10th.
2021.
God, she must have had a cold when she changed the years.
COVID.
She sounds a lot. She sounds a lot like me. I don't know why. Speaking of which, COVID has hit Off the Hook Radio.
Uh-huh.
Our buddy Rick has caught the vid. This man worked all through 2020, all the bullshit. And then he gets smacked now with what seemingly would be the Delta variant. He bombed two home tests and he got the PCR taken today. So he'll have official word that he has it in like 24 to 48 hours. But he's got.
But isn't it?
No taste, no smell. He's got congestion in his chest. He's sleeping all the time. He's very tired. He's got the bit.
Yeah, he definitely sounds like he's got it. But didn't you say, wasn't it last week you were mentioning, though, that some of these PCR tests are popping false positives for other things other than the vid, like the common cold? Or did I, or was
yeah,
it?
But he's already sick. He already bombed two tests.
Oh, yeah. He's toast. So, there's no false positive there.
Yeah, if he gets a third positive, I can't say all three of them are false, you know.
Well, and look at the symptoms. I mean, the symptoms, they match exactly what COVID people have for symptoms. So
yeah, I talked to him this afternoon. I talked to him for a long time. I didn't want to, you know, burden him. But He has all the symptoms, but he's not what you would call extremely ill. He thinks his fever broke this morning. He had a low-grade fever. But he's not good either. So please keep Rick in your prayers tonight, folks, just to make sure. He's my buddy, and I want him back on his feet and strong.
Yeah, me too. I hope he comes back. Rick, if you're listening or listening to the podcast, hope you get better.
Well, if he's feeling better, he'd be listening, but he's
listening.
He's been falling asleep at 6 a.m. the last few days.
That's how I misconstrued in our text message today when we were, he was, his sleep schedule was off because of what was going on, and that's why he couldn't join us tonight.
Yeah.
Well, plus the vid, so. All right.
Yeah, but this guy works in a public place, and he's avoided it all this time, and now he gets it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about. I avoided it all last year with the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I came into contact with, and now I'm concerned. I mean, that's, you know, I had a conversation.
Well, at least you and I are vaccinated. He is not vaccinated.
That is correct. He's not vaccinated. And hopefully this will keep me clean and clear, and you clean and clear, and you know, but still makes me nervous.
And people wonder why, you know, I do research stuff, and I don't just give you speculation unless I tell you it's speculation. You know, unlike the news media, but we do have a lot of new listeners lately, and they, you know, some of them have messaged me and wonder where we're coming from on certain things. And
the truth,
basically
the truth. That's where
I was thinking of a way to explain that. And I was thinking, well, you know, all I got in this world is my balls and my word. And then I remembered where I knew that from. So let's let Tony Montana finish this for us.
Okay.
I never fucked anybody over in my life. Didn't have a cup. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. You understand? That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history. I hear he's not. You want to go on with me? You say it. You don't? Then you make a move.
You want to come on with me? Say it. If you don't, make a move. I love that movie. It was sick as hell, but I loved it. So the fraud in chief is mad about Florida giving parents the decision to mask kids or not. Gee, letting parents make the decisions about their children. Hillary wouldn't like that. It takes a village. Fuck you. It takes two good parents. Whether they're together or they're not, you can still have two good parents.
That must be why Bill roams around. To build the village.
And Bill's been dropping his seed everywhere. Yeah, it's funny that that kid that's his son. I don't know. He's not my son. He's not my son. Yeah, he's your son, Bill. Anyway. So he's mad about Florida giving parents a decision to mask the kids or not. To me, that's freedom. Plus, it fits what the CDC's guidance is.
Well, but not only that, if you're giving the governors the power to make the mandates and the decisions, and the governor has made it that the decision, how can you be mad that that's the decision? He doesn't get mad at another governor that makes a decision that's, you know, different. Well, why is this?
We know why he's mad at DeSantis.
Of course, because he's a Republican.
Well, because he's the most likely Republican to kick his ass in 2024, because I don't think Trump's going to run. And quite frankly, at this point, I prefer Trump not to run, and that's going to piss off some of my friends. But
I'm in total agreement with you. I'd rather see DeSantis than Trump.
I'd rather deal with a Harvard and Yale educated version of Trump who's been in government.
I was going to say a political version of Trump is what we need. We need Trump the politician.
It took Trump 2 years to figure out what the fuck he was doing. And by then, he'd already been impeached once and had all kinds of hell going on. Things were going nuts and stuff. DeSantis understands where this shit's coming from the get-go. I think he needs Trump to back him to win. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And honestly, I don't think Trump's going to run at age 78.
No, and you know what? And I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that if DeSantis were to get the nod, that Trump wouldn't back him. I mean, because I think they've been on the same page since day one.
If Trump did run and DeSantis wasn't the VP pick, I'd have a serious problem with that. Because there ain't nobody out there that's better than this guy. But anyway, so fraud chief's mad about him. And like I said, it fits the CDC guidance about, you know, kids in school. But I think more kids are picking up this Delta variant, as they say, but they're not really testing for it, so I don't know how they know. But I think America's best governor is going to get this country fixed the right way as president. Example one happened earlier this week. DeSantis firing back at Sleepy Joe Biden, who when asked about his comments that he was going to protect Floridians and their rights, and he goes, "Who?" And DeSantis' comeback was that to that was, "Well, if you can't remember who I am, what else is this guy forgetting?" But he fired back at Biden. He said, "Every COVID variant on this planet is coming through this open border." And I can't say he's wrong.
He's not. And it's not just COVID. It's other shit, too.
He told him and Abbott to help her get out of the way. Well, he was on the Ingram angle. I think it was Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night. And he said Biden's being disingenuous in blaming conservative governors who've refused to engage in widespread socioeconomic restrictions in regard to COVID mitigation because the president continues to allow throngs of COVID-infected migrants to surge into Texas and in several cases be flown or bused to many states across the country, often without notifying local authorities about their final destination. DeSantis told Laura that most of the migrants crossing into Texas have explicitly expressed a desire to travel to Florida, which he says is unacceptable. He added that he, like other governors, are not being told when illegal immigrants are being transported, often on the taxpayer's dime, to his state. So the numbers are up in Florida and the numbers are up in Texas. So guess where a lot of those planes from McCallum must have flown to?
Texas and Florida.
Well, to Florida. McCallum is
Florida. Oh, okay. To Florida.
Hell yeah.
And it's not the only place. As you see more hotspots surface, that's going to be places that these people are being transported to, you know, as well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think we're going to talk about it, or maybe it was just you and I talk about it on a pre-show, but, you know, some of these super spreader events that have happened over the past couple of days, they're not going to help things either.
But the main point DeSantis argued, and this is where he's a grown-up and the Democrats are not. He said the issues in America under Biden transcend the pandemic, but intrinsically endanger national security. He added that Biden's off base demanding Americans follow his edicts while he allows illegal immigrants to flood in from any country they want via Mexico. Here's a quote. "This is a guy that ran for president saying he would shut down the virus. He was not going to shut down America or the economy. He would shut down the virus. Yet what is he doing? He's bringing in people from 100 different countries across the southern border. Every variant on this planet, some we don't even know about, are absolutely coming into our country this way. He's lecturing people about imposing COVID restrictions and lockdowns and not only doing nothing to stop the border surge, but actually facilitating it on the other hand. He just loses all credibility when it comes to COVID. Will the media report this? Fuck no. But that is the honest to God truth of what's going on. This idiot is just letting these people in. He's screwing up why is he letting them in? Oh, because Trump wouldn't. So whatever Trump's doing, we're doing the opposite. I wish Trump would have left office and told him, oxygen is the best thing in the world. I love oxygen. I breathe all the time. Maybe a bunch of them would have stopped breathing. We'd be better off. I'm sorry. It's a little harsh, but that's how I feel.
Well, but this is definitely part of the problem. I mean, we've talked about this a couple of times over the past three or four shows that they are doing this. I mean, they're being flown into Florida under the cover of night, then they're being dispersed into, you know, towns. Why can't we have plenty, and people are going to hate me for this. You're probably going to get hate mail. Zip Allen, you can poke him.
ZipAllen.com.
Yeah, there you go.
ZipAllen.com now.
There you go. You can look them up. But that's people are right. going to hate us for this. But don't we have a whole bunch of wasteland out there in the desert that we bombed the shit out of back in the 60s that we could just set up a camp for all these fucking people?
Well, to be honest with you, Trump had a better deal. He had him set up a camp in Mexico.
There you go.
He didn't even let him over the fucking border. But no, let's not do that. Let's not protect the country that we took a oath to serve. You fucking creeps.
Well, this is how they're going to get the next set of lockdowns in place. I know Biden is saying, well, we're not going to lock down the country. But if the numbers continue to soar, unfortunately, he's not going to have any.
The super secret probation variant will be coming out next summer, right before the election, so that they can go, oh, we have to have mail-in ballots.
No, we're going to.
That's how you stole the presidency. Shut up.
The next big super spreader variant is going to be right before Labor Day weekend when all the schools start back, because none of these schools are going to go back this year. I can't.
We want to talk about super spreaders. They're giving all the bikers shit about Sturgis.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and I got the Kid Rock quote. A lot of you saw this on social media this week. I love Kid Rock. He should have ran for Senate in Michigan. People have asked me many. This is a quote from Kid Rock. People have asked me many times during this pandemic, if I missed the road and performing. Some days I did, some days I did not. Once I hit the stage last night to a packed house in Sturgis, there's no question I did. But what I missed most of all was you, the fans. I hope everyone had a great time. I felt the love, and thank you for that. There's nothing the mainstream media or internet and social media trolls can do but look at this pic and weep, knowing they will never beat us. Fuck them. Love to you all, Kid Rock. There's a picture of him on stage with tens of thousands of fans gathered in there doing it. Now, that's a super spreader event. But Lollapalooza in Chicago, which had three times as many people the week before, didn't say shit about it.
Oh, it's because it's Kid Rock and people, he gets very political, and there was probably nothing political said at Lollapalooza. And that's what it's all about.
No, it's
because
Chicago.
He opened his mouth. There you go. He opened. It's a Democratic city.
Can we give you the best story from Chicago of the week?
Sure.
The worst story of Chicago of the week and the best story are the same story. The other night, Ella French, a police officer, was murdered making a traffic stop in Chicago. Her partner is in critical condition in the hospital. Ella French was 29 years old. She just returned to duty after having a baby a couple of months ago. She's got a 2-month-old baby at home. Her end of watch was Saturday, August 7th, 2021, so 3 days ago. Beautiful young lady, and she will never be an old lady because she's dead from some scumbag and his brother who shot her getting pulled over.
Is it all over the news? Because it is. Okay, at least this is.
So that's the bad news. The good news is that Beetlejuice, the worst mayor in the country.
Well, de Blasio.
It's flip a coin between her and de Blasio. Let's give it to her.
For tonight, we'll give it to her. Because Beetlejuice.
Well, more people get murdered in Chicago, and Chicago has a smaller population.
This is true.
Beetlejuice showed up at the hospital where the critically injured partner of Ella French was. And the cops in there, she walked in the room, the cops in there all turned their back and walked away.
Good for them, because she's a bitch.
That's my favorite story of the week. Unfortunately, it had to come after the worst story of the week.
I'm glad that they did that, because she deserves that. She is the worst. She and Nancy Pelosi.
You don't see that on the news too much. I know a lot of people know about it, but most people don't.
The only reason I asked you if this was one of those stories that I've been very busy. I just didn't know if this was one of those shootings that they actually took in the mainstream media and ran with it. It was one that, you know, they covered it for
they
just
captured
a few
all
minutes.
Three
and,
up too. It was two brothers, and one was a shooter, one was a driver, and some girl.
I just was curious.
The car. So Biden is sending illegals all over the country. Most transit through are dumped in Texas. Many want to come to Florida, but they won't tell any local government where they dump them. Well, any conservative government where they dump them. like Obama did, because Obama did this all the time, same thing. And Clinton with the Somalis in Minnesota. And if anybody wonders about that, take a look at who the congresswoman is in Minneapolis. You know, the Somali whack job who married her brother. I don't even want to say her name. Screw her. Now she's with a white guy who does fundraising for her and she spends the money. I mean, she's just weird. But Clinton did that back in the 90s, and it's changed the politics in Minnesota. They want to change the electorate in this country, and they're succeeding. And fighting back is our only option that we have left. Now, we need to know how this vid really works, and we still don't. I was looking all day. I can't. Conflicting information is everywhere.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why really people know. But that's one of the reasons why people need to stop being so critical of Dr. Fauci, because you just said the key thing.
Well, he changes his mind every week.
But he changes his mind, too, because they're learning more in the science. I mean, he still is a liar. I'm not saying he's not a liar. OK, but the science is changing. He's not a liar. He is a liar. I'm sorry. He is a liar. He's a complete liar. But the science is changing, and they are coming out with the information as the science does change. Now, whether it's the correct information, science is changing. I mean, the virus is mutated how many times? How many variants are there?
I don't know, but the thing about 12,000 kids have picked this thing up in the last month. You know, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But if kids did pick it up, they're not showing symptoms. They're not getting too sick off of it either. But if the numbers are enough to scare the people and get the teachers' unions back going, aha, we don't want to work anymore. You know, here's how bad education's gotten in this country. And I don't have this in the show notes or anything. It's just something I was reading about earlier today or last night. The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, idiot. But, you know, what else do you expect Oregon to elect? She quietly, but it got out, changed the rules. You do not have to be proficient in math and a couple other subjects to get a high school diploma now. So in other words, as long as you stay until the end of 12th grade, even if you're a total fucking moron and don't learn anything, we'll give you a diploma and send you out on the world. That's really going to help America improve, isn't it?
You know what's hilarious about that is I actually started to read that article today. And I thought it was satire. It's not, though, but I thought it was satire. And because I was laughing so hard thinking, oh, my God, this can't
be.
That just absolutely blows my mind that all you just have to do is show up until the end of 12th grade and you get your diploma. I mean,
these are the people that mail-in ballots put in charge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, but if we knew how this vid worked, like I said, we would have told you. But we still don't. But the speculation is what the lefty media does, and then they tell you it's the truth. We don't do that here. But we do have some antithetical mask evidence from Hawaii. Hawaii masked and vaccinated still falls prey to the Delta strain. Hawaii is one of the country's most comprehensive mask mandates and a highly effective vaccine campaign. Despite that, COVID-19 cases on the islands are climbing with a ferocity that's outstripped every other U.S. state. Oh, let's blame Texas and Florida, but not Hawaii. You know, they're not sending the Mexicans and Guatemalans and Hondurans to Hawaii. So what the hell's going on with this thing? Hawaii recorded 655 new cases last Thursday, a record since the beginning of the pandemic. You know, it hit Hawaii first. The first positive Chinese people stopped in Hawaii on their way to the West Coast. I know the first cases were technically in Oregon, but, you know, test positivity rates surged to the highest in a year. It's almost 7%, according to the state's health department. The situation testifies to the variant's strength and ability to penetrate walls of protection, restrictions, and mandates. Those vaccinated have been mostly spared severe infection and illness, but those who haven't, the risk is significant and growing. In Hawaii, people are going to the hospital or the unvaccinated people. said Michael Urban, a professor of the School of Health Sciences in Connecticut. But 7-day average cases are up 107% in the last week, the steepest rise among all states. And they had 535 deaths as of August 4th. It's about 194 per 100,000, which is in line with the national average. But daily hospital admissions have doubled in the past week, which translates to about 1.6 per 100,000 residents. Like I said, that's less than a fifth of the rate of hospitalization in hotspot Florida, but the trajectory is alarming. So in Florida, where they've got the mask mandates and a very high percentage of people with the COVID vaccine, this strain is still popping up positive COVID tests, and unvaccinated people are still ending up in the hospital. So I don't know. I'm basically on a self-imposed lockdown from the casino. I'm not going down for a couple of weeks till this thing blows over.
You know,
I'm vaccinated, but you know, I don't want to get this shit.
No, I don't either. And I mean, even though, like you said,
they're saying we can get it. You and me can get this.
Yeah. Hopefully, we don't go to the hospital. It gives us more just like the Rick symptoms. You know, the not feeling good, the cold symptoms. But you know, who knows? I mean, people. That are vaccinated.
Yeah, but if you have underlying, bronchitis, you can be able to smoke weed.
Oh, that's true.
But that'd ruin your fucking day.
Here's the thing, too. Yeah, it would. It definitely blow up my day. But here's the thing with Rick. I mean, okay, you know, if he was vaccinated and he got the COVID and didn't get sick really bad, that's one thing. But if you've got somebody else who's vaccinated and has an underlying cause and gets, or an underlying, one of those underlying issues and gets sick, they may still end up in the hospital. I mean, my father, for instance, he's vaccinated. If he gets this Delta variant, he's still dead. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't, he's dead. He will be in the hospital. Well, no, my father has emphysema, COPD. He's on oxygen 24. Yeah, that one, or my other one, even my father-in-law who has cancer. I mean, he's vaccinated, but even if he gets this Delta variant, he's dead. I mean, so there is people. It's not just people just going to get a cold. There is going to still be people that are vaccinated that do die from the Delta variant, and it's sad.
If you die and you made your choice, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole thing, Rand Paul said to fight back, but before Rand Paul, I want to just read this thing. It's been on the internet for a while. But this is basically a conversation with somebody with our attitude versus somebody with their attitude. I wear a mask to protect you, so you need to wear one to protect me. Well, that's so nice of you. Then if we're on the topic of protecting each other, that's why I carry a firearm. To protect you if something went down. Do you carry a gun to protect me?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because it's a gun. I don't want to.
Ah, so then you understand the power of choice and personal freedoms.
Well, I don't want a gun because...
It doesn't matter why you don't want a gun. It could protect me. So you should do it, right? And I carry because my own safety is my responsibility. And I would never expect someone else to keep me safe. Do you see how stupid you sound now? It's a good point, but I guarantee you, if you say that to a liberal, they would not understand how stupid they sound.
They don't.
So anyway, Rand Paul has been basically saying the same thing we've been saying for a long time. But more people know Rand Paul than me. So, I could never be I could never be a politician.
Yeah, but you are the big zipper. So
I am the big zipper. Senator Rand Paul urged Americans to resist potential forthcoming lockdown measures, saying the country could not go back to the state it was in last year. In a video he posted to his Twitter account, he said, "It's time for us to resist." Here's a quote from it. "They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed," obviously being facetious. "We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again." Further quote. Nancy Pelosi, You will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. He said Americans should not accept the anti-science positions that are championed by the Biden administration, promising that if Joe Biden tries to shut down federal agencies, he, Rand Paul, will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut the funding if they don't come to work in person. Good for him. You know, he goes on about children falling behind in school and being harmed physically and psychologically and all this stuff.
I do believe, though,
he's fed up.
But I do believe, if I remember correctly, YouTube keeps taking that. Anybody who posts that up, they keep taking that down. YouTube.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're yanking it. I think every time this is like
the third. That's how communism works.
Yep, it's the third one they've taken down, or second or third one in like a week that he's put up, because they're citing that he's giving false coronavirus information in his statements, and they're removing his videos.
He's not giving false coronavirus information. He's stating his opinion.
But they're labeling it as false. He's spreading false information.
Yeah, well, and they can't tell. And they take down stuff the CDC said was okay last week. They don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, that just blows my mind that they.
Yeah, but the liberals have been fighting back for a long time, and they fight dirty, and the rest of us have to too. And I know a lot of people worry about their jobs and their social standing and their future for their families and stuff. But you're not going to have any future if you let this shit keep going on, people. I know that's easier for me to say than it is for most.
No, but you know what? Something people, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, or I did, but, you know, we need to fight back, but you need to use some common sense when you fight back, because while there is freedom of speech, there is not freedom from repercussion. And when you do say certain things on social media, you do have consequences to those things. So, I mean, when you want to fight back, go ahead.
Oh, is Zuckerberg going to ban me for another week?
No. No, I'm not talking about Zuckerberg. I'm talking about like your employer and stuff like that. I mean, you have to be wise and smart in the way
nowadays.
That's
why I said I can do it.
You can.
I don't have anybody to answer to.
You don't, but a lot of us in America do. And the second we, not so much me.
So friend me on Facebook, Zip Allen, and tell me what you're mad about, and I'll say it for you.
There you go. So you don't get fired.
How's that? They can't fire me.
They can.
So let's move on to another subject. So not many of us have watched much of the Olympics. And we've got a story that illustrates some of that coming up. But this story isn't getting enough attention, so we want to tell you all about real discrimination against females. And this is a female you probably have heard of if you're any kind of follower of athletics for the last decade and a half. This is a classy champion sprinter. A lady named Allison Felix. She's been around for a good while. She's in her mid-30s now. She has won more track and field medals than any female in America history, 11 now. This is the end of her career. She knows it's the end of her career. But she had to take shit. You would think that Nike was Cuomo for all the shit this poor woman had to go through. And she hit back at Nike. Because they approached her for their female empowerment campaign amid tough contract negotiations. She said, it was like, this is just beyond disrespectful and tone deaf. She opened up about that when she was approached for an advertising campaign about female empowerment with Nike while she was negotiating contract terms with the sportswear giant. The invitation came from Nike around when the 6-time Olympic gold medal winner was in the midst of negotiating maternity rights with the company. She was going to have a baby. You know, women are allowed to have babies. The iconic athlete apparel brand was Ms. Felix's sponsor until a few years ago. It was like, this is just beyond disrespectful and tone deaf. They offered her a 70% pay cut in her new contract because she was pregnant with her daughter. And then they approach
like
her about
discrimination.
Then they approach her about doing the female empowerment advert. She believes that giant companies like Nike use their power and vast resources to strong arm athletes and others they work with. She said, it's so they can get away with stuff like that, because where are you going to go? And I think that's how I was always perceived. She's never going to say anything. She's never going to speak out. Well, it's not the first time Ms. Felix has publicly called out the brand for being unaccommodating towards the needs of pregnant women and new moms. In 2019, she wrote a piece for the New York Times explaining her experience with the company. In that piece, she said, I asked Nike to contractually guarantee that I wouldn't be punished if I didn't perform at my best in the month surrounding childbirth. I want to set a new standard. If I, one of Nike's most widely marketed athletes, couldn't secure these protections, who could? And Nike declined. And she's been a standstill ever since. Well, that was 2017 when her Nike contract lapsed. She's now sponsored by Athletica. And she has a lifestyle line of her own called Sash, S-A-Y-S-H. She basically has her own shoes. She basically has her own shoes, her own outfits, everything else.
She told Nike to fuck off. And
yeah, and actually, she's the most decorated track athlete ever, male or female.
So she's a goat.
She's the greatest of all time in terms of female track athletes, yes.
There you go.
6 gold medals, 11 medals overall. And she got a silver in the sprint and a bronze and something else. Oh no, she got a gold in the 4x4. That's right. She got a gold and a bronze this year. And this is at age, I think 36, I believe she is. And she just had a baby two and a half years ago. But this is how Nike treats iconic American athletes. Allyson Felix, one of the greatest of all times, if not the greatest of all time. And they treated her like bullshit because she got pregnant. Well, if you're pregnant, you're not going to be as good. Maybe we won't sell as many pairs of sneakers and 70% salary cut. You'll eat it. You'll take it. You still want our money. She told them to go fuck themselves. You know, she's much more polite than I am. But Allyson Felix is a class act. And a great American. I don't know what her politics are. I don't give a flying shit. She is a great person. And Nike is scum. I tell you, when Nike took over the sponsorship of Liverpool, I said, you know, I got enough Liverpool jerseys. I will be wearing the old ones with New Balance on them forever, because I will not buy anything with a Nike slash. The only thing I have with a Nike slash is my Buccaneers jersey.
Well,
I wish I could take it off.
You have bought something else with the Nike slash.
What, the shoes for you?
Yes.
That was like 4 years ago.
But it still has the Nike slash.
Yeah, that's because that's what you asked for.
I know.
Right. And anyway, so that's just one of the Olympic stories that you aren't hearing. And I wanted to give us some attention.
It's the Nike swoosh.
The main reason that people aren't watching, other than the time difference in Japan,
because NBC's America's coverage was terrible. That's why nobody watched.
Turned away from it. The anti-American sentiment from the third place hammer thrower, who's a woman of absolutely no consequence, and the behavior of the second most visible athletes, the U.S. women's national team soccer players. They came out in BLM jackets. They knelt during the anthem. They made rather incendiary media statements. It was so bad, seemingly most Americans, I know I was one of them, were glad when Sweden ended their 44-game unbeaten streak 3-0 in their first game in the Olympics, and then Canada beat them 1-0 in the semifinals, denying them a chance at gold. They did win the bronze.
Aw, damn, really they did? I was hoping they'd go home medalist. But
the most visible, meaning the biggest mouth, is, of course, Megan Rapinoe, a great soccer player.
Yeah, but keep your mouth shut.
But she's a radical. And it's not because she's gay. Who cares if she's gay? I don't care if she's gay. She can love whoever she wants. But Jesus, God, she doesn't love this country. And she wears our flag on her chest all the time. And that's how she earns her living. Megan Rapinoe is, well, woke corporate America thought, well, let's be cool. Let's be trendy. Let's show we care so the left won't come after us. Let's hire Megan Rapinoe to advertise for us. Well, like we said before about Coca-Cola, Go woke.
Go broke.
Go broke, bitches. Subway franchisees, and I used to be one, had seven of them. Well, I opened seven of them. Five of them were our companies. I was on the license as the responsible party. Although I didn't have to buy them, my boss bought them. But they are pissed. She kicked up, obviously, another round of controversy at the Tokyo Olympics. And now a group of Subway franchises are pressuring the fast food giant to give her the boot. The 36-year-old purple-haired soccer star who kneeled ahead of a match before leading the United States to a bronze medal this week began a stint as a pitch woman for the fast food giant this spring. In one spot, Rapinoe has been a vocal proponent of equal rights and equal pay for women, knocks a burrito out of a guy's hand, kicking a soccer ball at him. Which, believe me, if a guy kicked a soccer ball at a woman in a commercial,
oh, man, it'd be over.
It'd be all over for him. But the response has been mixed, according to the franchisees. Late last month, on a discussion forum hosted by the North American Association of Subway Franchisees, I used to be a member, a Wisconsin store operator posted a picture of a hand-scrawled note from an irate customer that was taped to the front door of his shop. It said, "Boycott Subway until Subway fires the anti-American Megan Rapinoe, the creep who kneels for our beloved national anthem." The franchisee went on and said, "This ad should be pulled and done with. I'm tired of apologizing." And you can see, people don't understand how the franchise works. Subway takes, well, back then they took 8%. Okay. And half of that was supposed to go for advertising. Now, I don't know if they're still at 8% or they've increased it or whatever, what the percentage goes for advertising anymore. I haven't done that in a decade and a half. But these franchisees are putting their money up, and Doctors Inc., which is the parent company of Subway, is spending their money hiring an anti-American purple-haired woman to kick soccer balls at men to advertise their new fresh bed and their guacamole stuff. You know, it's a friggin' joke, and people are tired of it. I haven't gone to a Subway since she started appearing in the commercials 4 months ago, and I won't go until they stop. I love Subway, but I'm not going. There's a picture of the note there. So the franchisees are mad. They're trying to get the ads pulled. I guarantee you they're not pulled because I watch the Major League Baseball channel all the time on my computer, and every other damn commercial is Megan Rapinoe Subway. So
there's a lot. There is definitely a lot of them. You know what I find interesting during, and I know we were, as long
well,
as
franchisees, we're still, let me just finish that. The franchisee okay. said, "Spending our money to make a political statement is completely and totally out of bounds." And another one said, "Subway should have seen this coming before signing Rapinoe." In 2019, she took heat for stomping on the American flag. Weeks earlier, she created headlines when she said she was not going to the fucking White House if invited to visit President Trump. So she's been bad news for years, and they all knew about it, and they hired her anyway. Go ahead. Slim.
I forgot what I was even going to say.
It wasn't because important. You don't have the COVID and you're still smoking weed, right?
There you go. No, I'm just exhausted. So it wasn't important, which is a small
You didn't
point.
Work 105 hours in the last
I
week.
I didn't. I lied last week. I told you guys that
work?
I was
98 and a half?
97 and a half.
You big sis.
7 days. I just totally. Oh, no, I do remember what I was going to say. Jeez, I wish I could edit this out of the podcast. But, you know, speaking of like taking away commercials and sponsorships and stuff like that, one of the things I did notice while I was watching the Olympics, there wasn't a lot because the viewership was way down in the second week. But one of the things I noticed is the second Simone Biles withdrew on night one or whatever, night two in gymnastics, did you notice that she did not appear in anything else? You didn't watch much of the Olympics, but she did not appear in anything else in anything. She was yanked like from everything, all the promos, all of the Olympic promos, NBC promos,
well,
everything.
NBC was pissed. They knew she was the ratings. She was the ratings.
She was the ratings star. Queen. And when she dropped.
Well, that, and when I said the U.S. women's team is the second most visible athletes at the Olympics, I meant after Simone Biles. So your point is well taken.
And I have to say, though, the other thing that really killed the Olympics and the viewership this year, not those were the two big ones, but the other one was NBC's coverage was an absolute fucking disaster. I mean, we've We've dealt with other Olympics that are not in our time zone with a complete different time difference. And it's been awesome the way we've, you know, we've got to see it and stuff like that. But these, the way they did this year was just absolutely stupid.
Well, I got to hand it to the people here at the last 4 days of the Olympics. For those of you who don't know, because a lot of you aren't watching it, but I read. I got nothing else to do. I read a lot. A 19-year-old woman won the inaugural 200-meter sprint on the water, which, you know, you pull an oar that fast, that hard for 200 meters. That's not a sprint, man. Her arms were burning off. She won that gold medal. The U.S. women's water polo team won the gold medal. The U.S. women's volleyball team finally won the gold medal. We finished 1-2 in the shot put. Our 4x400 meter teams kicked ass, men and women. We had a beautiful woman who is an American from way of Africa, who was the first American to ever to win the 800 meter sprint. We had a woman who finished third in the marathon, American woman. There's some people I'm forgetting, obviously. The baseball team finished second. The softball team finished second, but that was a week before. But anyway, everybody was saying we were like 9 gold medals behind China, like 5-6 days ago. But I think that's because there's way too many ping pong and diving competitions. If they cut the ping pong and the diving thing down, there goes 6 gold medals for China right there.
Did you watch any of the ping pong by chance?
Oh, Christ, no.
Oh, my God. The way these guys serve is just absolutely the weirdest thing. I mean, I watched it the one night. I was just fascinated by the play. It's not what you watched with Forrest Gump. Trust me.
No, they're great at it. But that's not my point is China was like 9 gold medals ahead of us, even though we still had them by a couple in the total medal thing. With this, the last 4 or 5 days of track and field and water sports, America surged past, and we beat China in the total gold medal count and beat them by 20 in the total medal count.
We did good.
Yes. So we actually won the Olympics.
Hey, I have one last Olympics.
And when you're America, there's nothing else that will do other than winning.
No. Why did they end up? It's still calling this Tokyo 2020 and not Tokyo 2021. Was it because
probably because they didn't want to reprint everything?
Okay, I just was curious. That never made any sense to me. I mean, I keep thinking, why didn't they just call this Tokyo 2021? I just
well, the big soccer tournament this summer was Euro 2020, where all the countries in Europe have a round robin thing and then a playoff thing. England got to the finals, but they lost to Italy on penalty kicks, but they call that Euro 2020.
It was just one of those weird things.
Yeah,
maybe it's because the medals were already all made, and they all said Tokyo 2020.
Medals were already made. The promotional stuff was all done, and you know, face it, Japan lost their ass on this Olympics. They couldn't have.
Oh my God, the stadiums, just the massive stadiums that they built for these fans, they couldn't come.
Nobody could come. And so why should they lose more money on redoing everything? So just call it 2020 and get it over with. The problem I have is the next games, the winter games, are supposed to be in China.
Oh,
if we had any balls at all at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the boycott would already be announced. But we don't. We just let China fuck the whole world, and then we're going to go kiss their ass in the Olympics.
Do you think if Trump was president at the time of those Olympics that we would boycott?
I guarantee you we would.
I'm just there.
Either that or with China, we'd be paying for everything, which they were doing. Actually, you know, one thing about Biden, because Democrats, there's nothing Democrats love more than money. Biden is still imposing most of the Trump tariffs on China. He still is.
That's a good thing.
All that money's coming in. Yeah, but they don't talk about it because then people go, why is that what Trump was doing? So they don't want to hear those questions. So they don't talk about it.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, on the Olympics, last thing about that, there was a few who broke through and got into the real American psyche. And one, there was about five of them I could have named, but this one here I had the best sound clip on. U.S. wrestler Tamara Mensah Stock. This is what she had to say after winning her gold medal at 58 kilograms. Go ahead.
Of course I surprised myself. It's by the grace of God I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands, and I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coach has put me through, pays off. And every single time it does, and I get better and better. And it's so weird that there is no cap to the limit that I can do. And I'm excited to see what I have next.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it.
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'll try not to cry. No problem.
Now that is what America wants to say. Now, I put a post up last week, I guess, about her. And it was a picture of her celebrating with a flag overhead. And she's a black woman, okay? And I said, hey, America hating woke types, which includes Facebook, Tweety, Goog, Snoop, and the lamestream media. Y'all just don't get it. And the meme says, conservatives love this woman, meaning Mensah Stock, but can't stand this one. And there's a picture of Megan Rapinoe down below. It's not about race. Megan Rapinoe's white. Mensah Stock is black. It's about love of this country. It's about what's inside of you. It's about your character. It's about what Martin Luther King tried to teach this country, and everybody seems to keep forgetting. We're all brothers and sisters. Your skin color doesn't matter. But what's the first thing that comes up in Democratic politics?
Skin color.
Yeah. What group do you belong to? You know, Jesus God. You know, I'd love to post that thing that I'm a heterosexual male gun carrying conservative Republican. How else can I piss you off today? Except for I'm not a Republican. So they pissed me off too. 19 of them voted for this effing transportation bill. So they're still pissing me off. Speaking of the economy, it's growing. But inflation is growing faster, and that's not good. Unfortunately, the media is about 95% behind the big lie. And here's an example. In the Hill newspaper last week, three days ago, the memo, strong jobs report offers vindication for Biden. The economy added 943,000 jobs in July, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the best monthly showing in almost a year, bringing the unemployment rate down to 5.4. The robust job report helped Biden in several ways. It lends him a tailwind as he faces the challenge of rising COVID infection rates. It bolsters the morale of the public at large, with whom the president's approval ratings had begun to edge downward. No, they started collapsing downward. And it's a potent rebuttal to the conservative argument that White House economic policies are restraining growth. Okay, this is the media putting lipstick on a pig. Absolutely. Okay, everybody reads that and they go, oh, okay, I guess Biden must have done something good. Well, this is why you come here. I'm going to explain this to you. So the media gives Hyde and his basement boy full credit for a good jobs report. All right. But they didn't talk about the bad ones that happened lately, though, either. April was only 266,000, which was, Wall Street was a friggin' disaster. Market took a giant turd jet dump for a couple of days after that one. That wasn't even enough to keep the unemployment steady. That's less jobs that we need to create a month just to keep the unemployment at the same rate it was. May was only 559,000, which New York Times, you know, that conservative bastion, New York Times, called, quote, bumpy, unquote. That's how they criticize other liberals. It was bumpy. They didn't call it disaster. They said bumpy, which in New York Times ease means disaster. Well, May is also the month that some governors stopped the bonus unemployment benefits. 16 states announced it in May. All were red states. In June, it took effect. and another 9 states jumped in June that took effect in July. In June, jobs increased by 850,000, 300,000 more than the previous month, and 600,000 more than 2 months.
This is international film and television.
Sorry.
With the other 9 states stopping the unemployment bonus in June, are we shocked that the July jobs increased by 943,000? No, it was 25 red state governors that got people off their asses and back to work. And with all the extra money that these people were getting on the unemployment thing, why the hell aren't they paying their rent anyway?
Because Dems say they don't have to. That's why.
So they're not paying the rent. They don't have to pay the rent. Dems think they should get more money to sit on their ass and actually work. This is not how you run a capitalist society, people. It is how the feds are trying to run a socialist one, though.
That's my soapbox of the week.
Biden didn't have shit to do with these job reports. It had to do with 25 states stopping the unemployment sit-on-your-ass bonus money. That's what it had to do with. The media will not tell you because they're in on the big lie.
Oh, and I think isn't it all over here soon for everybody or no? Isn't it September everybody loses it?
Yeah, September or something they're supposed to. Yeah, but some stopped, of this. You know, yeah, they're trying to get the economy going.
Well, but if we go back into any,
I saw a friggin' McDonald's sign today. McDonald's offering $31 an hour for new hires.
$31 an hour.
I'm sorry, but I'm not paying $9 for a friggin' quarter pounder with cheese. Kiss my ass.
Going to McDonald's.
Yeah. So anyway, like I said, this isn't how you run a capitalist society. It is how you run a socialist one. So stop the cards and letters. We do have a stupid criminal.
Yay.
And this is one you actually know.
Ooh.
Orenthal James Simpson.
Oh, yeah, we know him.
OJ! Yep, double murderer, and that's per the final judgment issued in a civil lawsuit. Don't send me your cards and letters about that, bitches.
OJ.com.
Fuck y'all. OJ Simpson recently said he doesn't go to Los Angeles. Get this. Because he doesn't want to accidentally end up sitting next to the real killer of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman.
Oh, God.
He actually friggin' said that. And some liberal county in Florida got him to do a commercial about getting the vaccination. I'm sorry, but O.J. Simpson talks about jabbing somebody. I don't want nothing to do with it.
No.
I know how that turned out in the past, people. It wasn't good. Anyway, TMZ said Tanya Brown, that's Nicole Brown, Simpson's sister, said he doesn't need to worry about running into the real killer because the DNA evidence didn't lie. Per the report, she also said his comments are absurd and disrespectful, and they prove how delusional he is. Simpson made his latest comments to TheAthletic.com, which is a subscription site that I will not join because they're basically Sports Illustrated Online. They're so lefty, it's pathetic. Beyond claiming that he won't go to L.A. for fear of bumping into the real killer, he vaguely suggested that he has a potential perpetrator in mind. I had one suspect I told my lawyers to look at, Simpson said. I still think he might be involved, but I can't talk about it. Yeah, you see him in the mirror every morning, you bitch. Shut the fuck up. There you go. Stupid criminal of the week. Very deserved. O.J. Simpson.
You know, there's two court cases that I remember in my lifetime. I'm not as old as you, not being mean or anything, but there's only a couple of court cases that I remember. One was Oliver North, and that was more of a military thing. I remember that thing because I watched it for days.
It was congressional.
Yeah, okay. And then Casey Anthony and, yes. You know, O.J. Simpson. And I'm sorry, Ali North, I don't give two shits about that. But in O.J. Simpson and Casey Anthony, I just don't know how they weren't found, you know, guilty of what they did. I mean, I just...
Casey Anthony, I have understand the reasonable doubt more than O.J. Simpson.
There is reasonable doubt, and I understand how you have to...
O.J. Simpson.
Convict. There is no reasonable
doubt. Well, I'll tell you what. When, what's her name, who's now famous, the lawyer, Marcia Clark. She's got her own TV shows and crap now, and she's still making a living. The second he pretended that glove didn't fit on his hand, she didn't jump up and object to him spreading his fingers out and pretending it didn't fit was beyond me, because then she let his lawyer say, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And the jury went, oh yeah, that glove, the glove didn't fit him. Yeah, of course that glove fit him. It's a friggin' pair of expensive leather gloves. They're tight. That's what expensive leather gloves are supposed to be. I have some. You know, he was just spreading his hand out pretending. It was bullshit. But anyway, let's go on. Okay. I got another story that few of you have heard about. I haven't seen this anywhere but in this Jonathan Turley newsletter that I subscribe to. But this one makes me mad as fuck. It really does. The Biden administration has dropped a lawsuit that the government had going protecting pro-life nurses. The Biden administration took a little discussed but significant action this month in dropping a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center for allegedly forcing pro-life nurses to participate in abortions. It's not clear if the Biden administration believes that pro-life nurses can be forced to participate in the procedures that they consider to be immoral. However, it is clear that they're not willing to protect those religious views in this important action, despite the faith-based claims under federal law. Indeed, the nurses believe the procedure constitutes murder of the unborn, and the Trump administration agreed that they should be able to decline to participate in those procedures. I guarantee you the Supreme Court of the United States will agree with the Trump administration on this, not just because the balance is all skewed up like they say now. Now, according to the prior findings letter, the medical center refused the request of nurses to excuse herself from the abortion procedure. Other nurses were allegedly forced to help despite such objections. There is no evidence that the center could not accommodate the religious objectors by using other nurses. The Department of Health and Human Services during Trump asked the DOJ to investigate the matter as a civil rights violation. Biden's Secretary of HHS, Xavier Becerra, the second stupidest person from California after the current governor, asked for the investigation and lawsuit to be terminated. Here's his quote. After a detailed evaluation of the underlying legal theory used to issue a referral to the Department of Justice, the Department of HHS withdrew the original referral and requested DOJ dismiss the suit against the University of Vermont Medical Center, a request which was granted. So basically what they're saying is, if we tell you to help murder babies, you have to help murder babies or you lose your job. I'm sorry, if you're pro-life or if you're pro-abortion, it doesn't matter. That's not how this country works. You know it. I know it. They know it. This is bullshit. This should make everybody mad. The fact that it isn't getting any traction in the media at all makes me madder about it.
It won't.
But it will end up at the Supreme Court eventually if some lawyers will take it up, because obviously nurses can't afford the legal fees to keep this case going without the Department of Justice on their side. So anyway, I hope that gets you all pissed off, because it does me. I'm sorry I had to end the show with that one, too.
Well, that's infuriating, but you need to open people's eyes to things that the mainstream media is definitely not talking about. And
that's one thing we do well.
We do. We try to tell you what you're not hearing, except for stuff. The only one that brings you stuff that the rest of the media is not telling you is Tucker, and then us. So, you know.
I don't know if Tucker's covered this or not. I don't think he has.
Probably not. Hey,
I try to watch him every night. I don't get to watch him all the time, but
send him a note. Tell him to cover it.
So after that creepy story, I wanted to end with the creepiest song I know. This song, we should do the Zone Out Radio ad.
Oh, of course.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Okay. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
I'll do it today.
You invented it.
Well, that's true. Download the Zone Out Radio app in the Google or iTunes Store, or iOS. I don't even know what they call it anymore. It's the App Store. Whatever they call it. But it is there. You can listen to us Off the Hook Radio live Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. Music 24/7 all the rest of the time. Commercial free, of course. 10 o'clock. What did I say? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
You and I get out at 9 o'clock.
We start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, because you and I got to chit-chat and have our fun and talk and bullshit. Anyways, download the app commercial free. We got our Idol interviews from all the famous Idol contestants that you and I have talked to personally, like Jax and Amelia Eisenhower, Emily Brooke. And of course, listen to us, our podcast.
Adam Bisglazian.
Yeah, Adam.
Oh, no, he's on a show. We didn't do an interview with him, did we?
I don't remember, but our podcasts are there from Idol Radio and Off the Hook. You can look up some of our awesome shows. Just download it.
You hear Adam? Adam and the Metal Hawks. Adam Bisglazian, our friend from American Idol days. Adam and the Metal Hawks have hit 3 million followers on TikTok.
Nice.
That's a nice number, isn't it?
Sure is. Did we manage to get them verified on TikTok? I'm going to have to go look because I did send them the link.
I would imagine he is, but you know, he had Jack Black on, so I'm sure he's verified by now. But the Adam, you need to get working on my new song before you're too damn famous to, I don't know him, you know, that kind of shit. I wrote a new opening song for the show, and I want Adam and the Metal Hawks to do it for us. So we'll see. We're working on that. So anyway, I'm going to end with the creepiest song I know. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I know you haven't heard of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That's okay. But if you recognize the song, it was really made famous by the as the theme song for the Peaky Blinders series on Netflix.
And it's actually a trending song on TikTok. I've seen. So yeah.
Well, the Biden administration has one. So here is Red Right Hand. Good night.
Good night.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. You don't have no self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand. Oh. them in your nightmares, you'll see them in your dreams. He'll appear out of nowhere, but he ain't what he seems. You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it on. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.